get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Welcome, everybody, to our next episode of the Galactic Escape Pod. We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm your host, Gary Willis, and it's been a couple weeks since we've been together, taking some vacation time, and also the news has been very dry lately, so instead of trying to throw out a poor-quality podcast with not a whole lot of news in it, I wanted to respect your time and also go ahead and wait till there was something to actually report on. So this podcast is kind of getting us rolling again, and as we move forward this week, we're going to also have some information coming out about Star Wars, and next week as well. So some of the topics we're going to get into today, we're going to talk a little bit about Star Wars Insider 143. We're also going to talk about San Diego Comic-Con that's going to be taking place this week. Celebration Europe 2, which is coming up in the next week. We'll talk a little bit about Nat Faxon as he discusses Star Wars Detour in an interview. On the Clone Wars front, this is some news that was really great to hear, that George Lucas had won a Daytime Emmy Award, and we also have that interview that happened right after that. Also in Clone Wars news, we believe that the Clone Wars Season 5 will be coming to Blu-ray in October, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. And the Old Republic in gaming news. We have the Insider for July. And also, as you may have heard, that EA, or Electronic Arts, has confirmed the new Star Wars Battlefront game at the E3 conference. And then we will talk a little bit about the story of The Empire Strikes Back LP Part 6, which happened in 1980. And then I'll give you a little bit of information about some listener feedback that you can provide to us on the show. So let's go ahead and get started with the news.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Alright, move along.
Well, as we start off our news today, we'll get started right with Star Wars Insider number 143. This issue is now available, and it is a good one. The Insider celebrates the 30th anniversary of Return of the Jedi with a special guest editor, the one and only Warwick Davis, also known as Wicket the Ewok. Warwick oversaw this issue and has provided some unique features and content that you will only be able to see in the Star Wars Insider. We'll be also taking a look at the inside of the Jabba the Hutt's palace with interviews with cast members including Anthony Daniels, who is also known as C-3PO, and Mark Hamill on why he'll forever be Luke Skywalker. Jerry Bullock also comments on his interactions during filming with the former inside Jabba's tail, and how he tried to make the most out of every scene, consciously thinking, what can I do in this scene to make Boba Fett look cool? What was really cool was the photo that they used for Bullock's interview, showing Boba Fett in Jabba's palace standing next to Bosk, which was a rarely published image, which is very cool if you get a chance to see that. This issue also takes a closer look at the Comic-Con exclusive featuring Boba Fett and Han Solo in Carbonite, the upcoming book, The Bounty Hunter Code, and information on the upcoming Agent of the Empire Hard Targets trade paperback. Plus all the latest news on Star Wars Episode 7. Now, speaking of Episode 7, in case there was any doubt, the Insider has confirmed the previously leaked casting call for Star Wars Episode 7. Here's the casting call again in case you missed it. First, we have a late teen female, independent, good sense of humor, and fit. A young 20-something male, witty and smart, fit, but not traditionally good-looking. A late 20-something male, fit, handsome, and confident. A 70-something male, with strong opinions and tough demeanor. Also, doesn't need to be particularly fit. A second young female, also late teens, tough, smart, and fit. A 40-something male, fit, and a military type. And a 30-something male, and an intellectual, and apparently doesn't need to be fit. So as we know from this list, the casting for Episode 7 is now underway, and we will soon start to find out who will be playing these characters, so stay tuned. If you don't have your copy of this particular issue, you better be sure to go get one, and that was Star Wars Insider number 143. The next piece of news we'd like to talk about is the San Diego Comic-Con. The official Star Wars site has announced that Lucasfilm and Star Wars will continue to be a fixture at this week's San Diego Comic-Con International, which will run from July 17th through the 21st, with a massive floor presence on the convention floor. And Friday is, once again, Star Wars Day, with panels about books, comics, and collectibles. Now, despite speculation to the contrary, there will be no Episode 7 content at San Diego Comic-Con. Now, I expect they're holding all the juicy information about things coming up for Celebration next week. So, as information comes out this week about San Diego Comic-Con and some new things from the Star Wars front, I will be sure to bring it to you, either on Galactic Voyage or here in the podcast. Next week is Celebration Europe 2, and this is the big event that we've all been waiting for the entire year. As Celebration 2 takes place, it will be held on July 26th through the 28th in Messen, Essen, Germany. And we are going to get a ton of information from panels and guests that will be in attendance of Celebration Europe 2. News has been really quiet lately, but the floodgates will definitely be opened as we learn more about the new Star Wars Rebels animated TV show, which will be coming out in 2014. I'm sure we will also get an announcement about the Clone Wars Season 5 Blu-ray and possible bonus content that will be coming in October. I also believe that we'll be getting a lot of Star Wars Episode 7 news and information about any type of official announcement from the big three, being, of course, in the film, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford. We do know that Kathleen Kennedy will be in attendance, Mark Hamill will be in attendance, and Carrie Fisher will be there. So even if Harrison Ford is not there, or if he makes a surprise appearance, perhaps, but we will be probably getting some sort of big announcement or several announcements about Star Wars Episode 7. There will surely be more information and surprises that we'll learn about, and I will bring you the latest news and highlights as soon as possible, both here on Galactic Voyage and on the show.
You ready? Punch it!
Yo, dudes, the Empire's pretty chill. Maybe you could, like, join it or something.
No, I left a message with your roommate, but your machine was full, so your landlord hung up on me when I was walking your dog because my homework ate it.
I got dressed for this.
Half-dressed? Put some pants on, man.
Hey, so, how's my nose look?
Oh! Detours!
So Nat Faxon discusses Star Wars Detours. Recently, Pretentious Films major Ben sat down with the Oscar-winning duo of Nat Faxon and Jim Rash to discuss their directional debut of The Way, Way Back, which they also co-wrote, but he had also asked Nat about Star Wars Detours, that animated series from Lucasfilm and the creators of Robot Chicken that was announced at Star Wars Celebration 6. But it has been since put on the shelf, and we don't know when that show will actually be aired. So let's listen in to find out how he got involved, and when he thinks we might actually get to see this show meet the light of day.
So looking at your careers individually for a second, Nat, I know that you were involved with Star Wars Detours. And
yes.
I was wondering how you got involved in it, and when will the public finally get to see it?
It's a great question. I don't know. I got involved. I auditioned. I had worked a little bit with Seth Green and Matt and those guys on a pilot that didn't get picked up, but had, you know, I had played a voice in their show and had, you know, a little experience working with them creatively, and we had a great time doing it. And then they said they were sort of doing this other thing that was very confidential that we couldn't talk about, and they would wanted me to audition. And so I went in having really no clue what it was, and you sort of can you read the sides, and you sort of, it's, you know, they hid the names of the characters and stuff, so you kind of have an idea that maybe something is, you know, related to a bigger thing, you know. We did, I think, like two full seasons, recorded like a ton of material for it. And I think, things got slightly complicated with Lucas selling to Disney, and then also with the new Star Wars coming out, you know, that J.J. Abrams is doing. And so I think they are sort of trying to figure out how best to position the show. And so I'm not sure in the immediate future whether this is something that will be seen, because I think they're weary of inundating maybe the, marketplace with so much stuff that is, both in comedy, and then you also have the movies maybe, and I think they were weary of that. So I think hopefully at some point the time will come for it, because it's a very funny, funny show, and it's littered with hilarious, talented comedians. So I think there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. I just may be a bit of a long tunnel.
I really enjoyed that interview with Nat. I think that was the first time I'd actually ever heard from him about Star Wars Detours. And so I hope you found that particular interview interesting.
Your time is up.
Wait your turn, bro.
I said, your time is up.
People from all over the galaxy are getting ready for the second annual Course of the Force. A 9-day lightsaber relay winding down the California coast from Skywalker Ranch all the way to San Diego Comic-Con. It all begins July 8th with proceeds going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Visit StarWars.com/CourseOfTheForce to reserve your place today. And download the Course of the Force app presented by Qualcomm to follow all the action in real time.
It's an app. Oh, sorry.
And may the Force be with you!
George Lucas has an interview out there after his Daytime Emmy Award. As you probably have heard by now, that Star Wars The Clone Wars won a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Special Class Animated Program. Let's go ahead and listen in as George Lucas, Dave Filoni, Cary Silver, and Athena Portillo interview with Brian Balthazar right after the award show about creating the groundbreaking series and 3D animation for television.
Brian Balthazar here for Red Touch Media with George Lucas and his amazing creative team. They just won the Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Special Class Animated Series for Star Wars The Clone Wars. Congratulations to you all.
Thank you.
And I know this is a collaborative effort. Tell me, you're no stranger to overcoming challenges in filmmaking. Were there unexpected challenges in doing something like this that you hadn't expected?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is really one of the first 3D animated films for television, and I think we proved that you can make these kind of shows on a budget, and everybody thought it was impossible, and we also proved that you don't have to be a comedy show to attract kids. You can actually do a drama, which is what we did. There's not that many animated dramas out there. And we moved a lot of the barriers.
This is also your first Emmy, is that correct?
This is my first Emmy, my second award ever.
Well, that's spectacular. How much does it mean to you? You certainly have an incredible fan base. How does it feel to get this kind of recognition?
Well, I think it's more important for me that this show that was a little experimental and a little off the wall finally has been recognized for the quality that I think it is.
You mentioned that it can be done on a budget. Do you think there's a misconception in the industry that, oh, we can't afford George Lucas and his team because it's going to be too expensive? You think they're like, wait, but you can actually do these things on a budget.
Well, we are. We just did a TV show that is, I think, the same quality that you'll find most animated features. And it was the same thing with Star Wars. We did all the Star Wars films for around $100 million. So there's I mean, the second series. And now everybody's doing them at $200 or $250. So, you know, we've always been much less expensive than anybody else.
Yeah. Now they're trying to raise $160 in product integrations to pay for the movie for this $200 million, right? You were nodding your head about that whole kind of on-a-budget thing. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, as the producer on it, certainly the budget sort of hits me in the heart. But, you know, George is right. It's not just us up there with just unlimited everything. You know, we've got a budget. We've got a schedule. Like George was saying, I mean, we're literally doing a Star Wars feature every week. And for us to air five seasons, you know, 100-plus episodes at that level of quality and all has been actually really incredible and an amazing achievement. So.
Yeah, it's like what Pixar does, only for about, maybe 1% of the price.
You know, it used to be that things, you know, obviously there are publicity and marketing campaigns. Then you know, obviously you rely on word of mouth. And now the internet has changed the world in how things can, you know, go viral. Word of mouth is now kind of electrical. How do you feel about now how content is being shared? You know, people are downloading things, people emailing things to each other. What's your take on all of that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't have to worry about that now. I'm retired. So, you know, it's obviously it's going to have an effect just like it did with music.
Right.
You know, you don't see many music groups anymore. They're all going out of business. So it's going to be the same thing with film.
Talk to me a little bit about the creative process of adapting something for this new format for you.
Well, it wasn't really the adapting of the format. It was really the getting the highest quality possible for the budgets that you have on television, which are minuscule.
Yes. Do you feel like you've broken ground for other people as you have done so many times before?
Well, when we started, there was no real 3D animation on television. Now there's a whole bunch of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been there for 5 years, but we expect that, you know, that's pretty much going to be the way it is from now on.
I know you're retired, but any insights into what you think is next? Like, what's the next? You've brought this to the masses on cable television and television. What do you think is on the horizon?
Well, I know they're working on something, but they won't tell me what it is.
Any of you willing to talk?
No, no. More notes from him, so I can't really get into it. Otherwise,
they work for Disney. Yeah, they won't tell me or anybody else.
Can we talk a little bit about what it's like to get notes from George Lucas? Just give me an idea when an email pops in. What is that feeling like?
Oh, it's not an email. He's right there, right next to me, and he'll look at me and say, "Why'd you do that?" And he'll tell me to just show it on screen. Don't explain it to him in person. But you know, when we were really in the beginning, taking a beating, and honestly, we did. He reminded me he has 30 years film experience on us, and again, we were just learning everybody at every level, and George was very great with his time to come in, and he spent a lot of time with us, and as we started to get it right, he started to show up less, and we always took that as a good thing, and you know, this is the end result.
Talk to me about that too. You don't have an unlimited amount of time to get it right. Did you feel like you got it right on the first episode, or did you feel like you found your groove later on?
No, we didn't even really get it right on the first season, but eventually they got good because it was experimental. I mean, nobody's ever tried it before. Nobody had ever done it, and everybody said it was impossible to do. So I said, guys, it's not impossible. We'll do it. And, you know, I had them working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bleeding, crying, and doing all kinds of things. I said, come on, you can do this.
Well, it looks like you got it right, because hold this up. We're going to pose for a still photo. Congratulations to you all. Let's quickly pose for a quick photo.
Congratulations to George Lucas on winning his first award for anything he's done for Star Wars Universe, and congratulations to Dave Filoni and the entire team for this great accomplishment. Now, in more Clone Wars news, the Clone Wars Season 5 Blu-ray, I think, will be coming in October. According to Hoth Bricks, there are pre-order links available on the French Amazon site for Season 5 of The Clone Wars, and it's scheduled to be released on Blu-ray and DVD in France on October 16th. Now, there hasn't been any confirmation from Warner Home Video or Lucasfilm if the release date in France is official or not. Most Blu-ray and DVD releases hit the store shelves on Tuesdays, so could we be looking at a Tuesday, October 15th release date here in the U.S.? I guess only time will tell, and maybe even next week as we get into Star Wars Celebration in Europe to find out whether or not that's going to be true. I'm banking on that announcement, or that official announcement for Season 5 of The Clone Wars, and possibly that bonus content coming from Dave Filoni at Celebration Europe 2 next week. I will keep you updated as that news breaks. In gaming news, Electronic Arts confirms the new Star Wars Battlefront game at E3. As you all know, I'm an avid Star Wars Battlefront fan, and I still play Battlefront 2 regularly online. Fans of the series have been waiting for years for another installment of the game, only to see several iterations fall by the wayside. The news we had all been waiting for finally came in, as Electronic Arts teased the new rebooted Star Wars Battlefront game at E3. The teaser trailer provides a look from a first-person perspective walking across the battlefield on Hoth. Now, I know this is not new news at this point, but this game looks like it will be truly great, and I will keep you informed as more information is revealed. This will be a day long remembered, as the line goes. The Old Republic Insider is out for July. Let's listen into the latest to get an inside look for the exciting story-driven missions coming up with the game update 2.3, Titans of Industry, the brand new Ewok companion character coming, and the cartel market, and more.
Hi, I'm Corey Butler, producer of BioWare Austin.
And I'm Bruce McLean, and today we're here to give you an inside look at what's coming in August for Star Wars The Old Republic.
So I'm going to talk about what you can expect to see in the market in August.
And I'm going to give you some information about the game content. First up, we have an all-new event, the Bounty Contract Week. This is a dynamic, all-new event, which takes you on a galaxy-spanning hunt for targets of high value. Each contract scales to your level, from 15 to 55, providing experience, credits, commendations, and reputation with the Bounty Brokers Association. We chose bounty hunting because it is an iconic Star Wars activity, and because it gives us the chance to explore the seedy underworld of some of our favorite planets.
It's my favorite part of any planet.
I'm sure it is. It's also a great opportunity for us to explore more dynamic missions and more story content, which is a hallmark of Star Wars The Old Republic. This is a monthly event, so if you miss it the first time, don't worry. There will be another Bounty Contract Week the very next month. Also in August, we have Game Update 2.3, Titans of Industry. This is a story arc about everyone's favorite galactic business enterprise, Zerka Corporation. Titans of Industry is a story arc spanning two new flashpoints, Zerka Corporate Labs and Zerka Core Meltdown. Zerka's propensity for dangerous and morally questionable business ventures has once again gotten them in hot water. In addition to two flashpoints, CZ-198 also has new daily missions for players seeking to earn credits, commendations, and new reputation rewards.
Beautiful. I'll take 60,000. Zerka rifles for all.
In addition to August and the exciting things we've got, we also have some things in the works for Game Update 2.4 in October. And even though that's still a ways out and we can't give all the details on that, I would like to say this. If you are a PvP player, you will very much love Game Update 2.4.
That is a lot to look forward to.
It is. We have a great summer and fall ahead for the content in Star Wars The Old Republic. But now I'd like to hear some about what I will see when I click that gold cartel coin and actually open the market in August. What will be there to excite me, Corey?
Well, in August, we're going to have one of our more unique offerings to the market. It's our second ever brand new companion character that we've released since the launch of the game. Now this time we chose a species that's brand new to the Old Republic, and it's a species that some of you may be familiar with. Could you guess what that species might be, Bruce?
If you're going to say Ewok, I would say most of us are familiar with that. Probably everybody.
It is an Ewok. So Treek is our female Ewok companion character. She'll have a whole slew of brand new abilities. She has an incredible backstory with some really unique characteristics. So there's a couple of ways that you can get Treek. We're going to put her into the legacy system, so you'll be able to obtain her if you meet certain legacy level requirements for in-game credits. Or if you want to jump in and play with her right away on any of your characters, you can purchase her for cartel points. So that's a lot of stuff I'm looking forward to in August and beyond. I really hope everyone else is.
Again, as always, we'd like to thank our players for the support. Please keep sharing your feedback with us on the forums and online. It's great to get your insight on what you like and what you'd like to see added.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at SWOTOUR. Use the hashtag CartelMarket to share your suggestions and ideas. And until next time, we'll see you in game.
May the Force be with you.
So for you old Republic fans, be sure to keep an eye out for these new features, and I'll keep you up to date as more news breaks for Star Wars The Old Republic. So now we're going to take a look at the story of The Empire Strikes Back LP Part 6 from 1980. When we last left off, the Millennium Falcon was hiding from Imperial forces by being attached to the back of an Imperial Star Destroyer. After dumping their garbage, and before going to light speed, Han and the Falcon float away to freedom and set their course for Bespin. But they are followed closely by Boba Fett in The Slave One. So let's pick up with the story as it continues.
No, I don't have a landing permit. I'm trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me explain.
You will not deviate from your present course.
Rather touchy, aren't they?
Permission granted to land on platform 327.
Thank you.
They descend into the magnificence that is Cloud City.
No one to meet us.
I don't like this.
Keep your eyes open, huh?
Hey!
Why, you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler.
You got a lot of guts coming here after what you pulled.
Lando's greeting creates a tense moment.
How you doing, you old pirate? So good to see you. I never thought I'd catch up with you again.
Well, he seems very friendly.
Yes. Very friendly.
And how you doing, Chewbacca? You still hanging around with this loser?
Hello, what have we here?
And who might you be?
Leia.
Welcome, Leia.
Hello, sir. I am C-3PO Human Cyborg Relations. My facilities are at your...
Ignoring C-3PO, Lando leads the others away.
Hyperdrive.
I'll get my people to work on it.
Good.
Inside Lando's complex...
That sounds like an auto unit in there. I wonder if... Hello?
A familiar beep arouses C-3PO's insatiable curiosity.
Oh, my... I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. No, please don't get out.
The hapless droid is blasted apart by an unknown enemy. Back on the planet Dagobah, Luke is in training with Yoda, the Jedi Master. Using the Force, the aspiring young Jedi suspends various objects in midair, including R2-D2.
Concentrate. Feel the Force. Through the Force, things you will see, other places, the future, the past, old friends long gone.
Han? Leia!
Luke breaks concentration, and the objects fall to the ground.
Control, control, you must learn control!
I saw City in the clouds.
Friends you have there.
They were in pain. I've got to go to them.
Decide you must. How to serve them best. If you leave now, help them you could, but... You will destroy all for which they have fought and suffered.
But Han and Leia will die if I don't.
Luke, I don't want to lose you to the Emperor the way I lost Vader.
You won't.
If you choose to face Vader, you will do it alone. I cannot interfere.
I understand. R2, fire up the converters.
Luke, don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
Told you I did. Reckless is he. Now, matters are worse.
That boy is our last hope.
No. There is another.
Ship's almost finished. Two or three more things and we're in great shape.
The sooner the better. Something's wrong here. No one has seen or knows anything about 3PO. He's been gone too long to have gotten lost.
Chewie enters carrying a box of bronze and bolts that were once the loyal C-3PO.
What happened?
Where? Found him in a junk pile.
Oh, what a mess. Chewie, you think you can repair him? Thanks.
Sorry, am I interrupting anything?
Not really.
You look absolutely beautiful.
Would you join me for a little refreshment? Everyone's invited, of course. Having trouble with your droid?
No. No problem. Why?
Lando escorts his guest through the corridors towards the lounging area.
So you see, since we're a small operation, we don't fall into the jurisdiction of the Empire.
Aren't you afraid the Empire is going to find out about this little operation? Shut you down?
I've just made a deal that'll keep the Empire out of here forever.
Han fires at Vader, but the Dark Lord renders the laser bolts harmless.
We would be honored if you would join us.
I had no choice. They arrived right before you did. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too.
The reluctant guests are now totally within his power.
I hope you enjoyed this part of the Empire Strikes Back LP. Be sure to join us in our next show as we listen to Part 7 and continue on with the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP from 1980. Now, I wanted to bring your attention to some new podcast listener feedback features that we have here at the Galactic Escape Pod. On the Galactic Escape Pod show page, we do have that new feature that will allow you to send us your comments or your questions. Just click on the Send Us a Voicemail link on the right-hand side of the show page. Have thoughts about the show? Want to add your 2 cents to a topic that I've covered? Want to tell us about what you think about the latest Star Wars news or rumors? We would love to hear from you. You can record your message right now using the SpeakPipe application, and the message can only be 90 seconds or less and may be used in the podcast unless you specify otherwise. So what are you waiting for? Send in your thoughts now. Go ahead and click on that link on the right-hand side of the Galactic Escape Pod show page, and we're looking forward to your feedback. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We're so glad that you've joined us. In review of the things we talked about today, we looked at Star Wars Insider number 143. We're looking forward to San Diego Comic-Con that's happening this week, Celebration Europe 2, which is happening next week. We talked about an interview that we had with Nat Faxon as he discussed Star Wars Detours. On the Clone Wars front, George Lucas had an interview after his daytime Emmy. We talked a little bit about the possibility of the Star Wars Clone Wars Season 5 Blu-ray coming in October. Talked about news from the Old Republic as we had their Insider in July. EA had confirmed the news for Star Wars Battlefront game at E3. So we talked about the Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back LP from 1980 and our new podcast listener feedback option from SpeakPipe on the right-hand side of the page. If you'd like to reach us at the show, you can reach us at galactic-voyage.com. We'd also be reached at podcast@galactic-voyage.com. Also, as I mentioned, you have that SpeakPipe option on the show page. It's there and available for you. And if you'd like to join us on Twitter, you can find us at Galactic Voyage. So again, my name is Gary Willis. We are so glad that you joined us today. Please be sure to join us again next time as our show continues, and there will surely be news and information coming out from both San Diego Comic-Con and also as we move forward into Celebration 2. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody, and always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
For joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.